vomit rises. We hate the vomit rises for breakfast in the morning.
One beer in and you're feeling peachy, two beers in and you're getting preachy, three beers in and you're drunk and meachy, one more and we're tipsy.
Way hey the vomit rises, regret this in the morning.
Devil Wears Nada. Definitely has to be a porn parody somewhere.
If it's not, we'll make it.
Matt? Ready to spin?
Yes.
All right, spinning.
Oh, geez.
Are we going to do names at all, or is it just like, hey, welcome. If you didn't listen to the last ones, you're sunk.
You've had four seasons to catch up.
Yeah, we're four seasons
in now. Hello, my name is Lola.
Who the fuck is Lola?
Hello, my name
Get
is
Get off
Simon.
My podcast.
I like to do drawings.
I love that skit.
Drawings. Brendan, truth, dare, or topic?
I'll do truth because I wasn't really quite picking or thinking of it right off the top of my head, but sure.
That one's lame. I'm going to find a more
embarrassing one. Yeah. Give me something good. And then if it lands on me now, I'll
We've
do it.
We've heard a lot about this. Should I skip that one too?
Yeah, we've had enough bastard Brendan stories.
That's what I'm known for, though.
Let's see. What is the worst sex position you have tried?
Upside down on a couch?
What?
That sounds awful.
Yeah, it felt like I almost was going to break my dick.
It didn't quite. That bends it.
Yeah, it wasn't going the right direction, and yeah.
I'd say 95 degrees is about the max. Tammy, truth, dare, or topic?
Oh geez, I'm going to do truth too right this moment.
You guys are not prepared.
What the fuck?
No, well actually, I kind of am, but we'll see.
Have you ever been caught doing something sexual by your parents?
Oh, jeez.
Suddenly she's from Minnesota.
Oh, jeez.
That Family Guy.
That
Minnesota.
New York went to total Minnesota.
Right?
No, but I caught
Pretty
that.
Soon we're going to be in an episode of the Red Green Show.
Oh, I love Red Green.
I wish I could say yes, though. That's the bad thing. I'm like, I wish.
What, that your parents caught you?
Not that I'd want them to catch, like, visually see me, but maybe catch something at the moment. But it's
that
the reverse. I've actually
Matt.
Caught them more than they've caught me.
Oh, you want to settle the score.
Yes, kind of do.
Here's how it feels.
Your fucking image. How do you want? How you like it?
All right.
It was more quick movement of away from each other.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, it landed on me then. I think I'll break this horrible cycle, which is a topic, and I'll just say...
Oh, dang, I had a good topic. Go
for it. Maybe next time. I'll say, since I so enjoyed the last one, President Jess.
Oh, no.
World
domination.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right.
President Jess.
I like this.
Oh, she's getting evil laugh.
Farting is allowed in President Jess's America.
Nice.
I didn't fart. That was the chair.
The letter blame. Yeah. It's not leather.
Yeah,
really,
leather
it's not
chair,
leather.
Right? This is definitely cloth we're sitting on.
Lies.
That's what presidents do.
You all know.
Not
you. All
you.
Remember the rules, for President Tammy.
Right.
Oh
right.
Shoot! Remind me.
What? The entire world has just decided that you are the best person to lead it without question, and now we live in Jess's world.
Well, and I was about to say, based on reality, for like a weird second, we're not going to probably ever see another queen.
I don't know. Charles could go at any moment.
Right, but there aren't any females.
What does a queen consort mean?
Charlotte is the closest.
Queen consort means she's not biologically related to the line.
No, I totally...
Right.
Incest.
So Charlotte, is that her name?
Charlotte will
be the next queen.
Who's Charlotte?
It's William's daughter. William's daughter.
But she's far down
the
line.
So Charles has to die. William has to die.
And then
George has
to
die.
And then
it would be Charlotte. So is this our hit list?
So
wait, does it skip Harry then? He doesn't get a chance?
No, because...
So once all of the children die, then Harry gets a chance.
Yeah.
So William and his kids have to die, and then it goes to Harry?
Yes.
Yep.
You know what's really
because
fucked up?
Because William's the firstborn son, so... And then if George has kids before...
So wait, if you were emperor or ruler, would you change all of this monarchy?
I...
That's honestly, a good question. Doesn't mean much to me, and it doesn't cost me anything, so it doesn't bother me.
Right, and at this point, a lot of the monarchies that we see in the world are very figureheads and not actual.
Technically, heads of state.
Right, but they're not really. They're not actually making rules. One of the things they talked about with the queen is that she had to appear very neutral on a lot of political topics because she was not making those political decisions.
But she didn't help correct the past mistakes.
It wasn't her place, though.
Well, right.
I'm going by what's-his-face we were watching.
But once the parliament I love Trevor. But once the parliament kind of kicked in, a lot of the power, like, left the monarchy to where basically they're just regally treated Kardashians with less drama.
Oh, well, we were watching Trevor, and they gave, like... Is it South Africa was giving they're pretty much saying you don't have our support, you get what you deserve, fuck you, kind to England.
Yeah.
When she died. And Trevor was like, well, she never apologized for all that happened. And you're right. Depends on when it's happened, if she was part of it. But as you're running a country, maybe you should try to
reel
it in and be.
What else was on her plate that maybe took precedence of her mind, you know?
True.
Now that we're totally to
right. All right. So
and
now,
who
anyway.
Killed Diana? Yeah. Was it her or the husband?
Oh, don't
you. Killed Diana?
No, it was the press. It turns out, actually, I was reading an article.
Get ready to drink.
I was actually
it's President Jess, so we're all going to be super trashed by the end of it. Because it's my episode, y'all. No, actually, from what I was reading, a lot of the stuff that Diana got to keep was because the queen decided she would keep it. And all the stuff that she lost was Charles making that decision. So
she won that deal.
The queen wanted to keep... the whole honorific Her Royal Majesty, Princess, you know, of Wales, all that kind of stuff. And Charles came in and said, no, she doesn't get the Her Royal Highness title anymore.
She did have a nice Royal Highness, though.
That's what we all heard.
But the Queen made sure she kept her private plane.
He was worth photographing.
The Queen made sure she kept her apartment in Kensington so that she could raise the boys still. The Queen was really careful to make sure that Diana got to keep a lot of the things.
Diana had to live in an apartment. I think we should all feel a little bit better about our home lives.
Geez.
Okay, but they say apartment. And
that's a luxe London apartment.
Yeah. Right.
I'm guessing it was more than 600 square feet.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, you look at Fergie in comparison, lost a lot of her when she divorced Andrew.
But
lost
she also
a lot of her stuff.
She also did Jenny
Craig.
Oh yeah,
but she was the
brother.
Yeah.
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 Oh
you would
God,
think that
I
would
forgot
be,
about
where,
that.
You would think
oh
that
my
would
God.
Be you would think that would be sanctioned
we
by the royal family.
Well, no, at that point it didn't matter because she had everything stripped from her. So they had no more say over what she could do with her image.
Well, good for her then. Grab that cash.
There you go.
At least we have an educated emperor at this point.
Tammy, him? Dig on you. Damn.
Oh.
That's not how I took it.
I know. I'm like, wait a minute.
I was trying to bring it back to the
round one.
I wasn't comparing.
I'm going to go drink in my room now.
It wasn't a comparison.
Brendan, which couch do you prefer to sleep on?
Jess has been farting all over this one. So.
I have not been farting.
Oh, there's another one. We get earthquakes in Colorado?
No, that was JoJo.
It could have been. Anyway. All right. So,
goodness.
Yes.
I guess let's start with what you would want to be called.
Right. Yeah, what would your title be?
What would my title be?
Jess.
I mean, why not, right? Like,
you can change it every day and just make everyone try to catch up with you.
Right? Your hat tip to social media. Catch up with this, bitch.
Be like that Treehouse of Horror where Bart was the Twilight Zone where Bart had the weird powers. Like, American history has changed again to match Bart Simpson's test questions.
Oh, man.
We're now called Bonerland.
I don't know, I'd probably come up with something like that on April Fool's Day. Be like, today? I don't know. I mean, I'm fine with president. Empress. You know. Something.
I can't get past Ponerland.
Would you go by Empress, not Emperor? You're not of the camp that should doesn't believe in feminizing
nouns. Well, there are, it depends on the noun. Like, actor is actor. But others, I can see, you know.
Well, are you as actor or full on embodied in? Like,
no, she's saying to feminize a noun. Like,
right. No, so he's, that's what I'm so also talking saying about as far as your versus rules, empress. Too. How much are you going to delegate?
What do you mean, how much am I going to delegate?
Right? Like, if you're supreme leader.
Yes.
Yes.
No, I'm not supreme leader. That sounds way too Snoke and dark side and.
But that's kind of what.
Benevolent leader.
Right.
Thank you.
Empress.
I would be very.
But either way.
Her benevolence.
You're going to want to delegate shit that you don't want to deal
well,
with.
Well, yeah, because,
so,
I mean.
You know, what are you delegating?
You.
You're the one rocking the couch over there. I'm just getting the tremors.
So the first thing I'm going to do is build
I'm telling
a
you that couch
slaps
is not
Matt
plugged in. So
minutes.
If you're feeling something.
See, that
the
Tammy,
couch is too plugged in because I made my.
No, Daphne ate the cord.
No, she's moving it.
Daphne ate the cord.
So Tammy, Tammy add me as her sanctioned assassin. I guess I'm your jester.
But you got to be careful because you know what happens to court jesters as soon as they fall out of favor.
Jester.
Oh fuck.
See how good I am at that?
Almost
that
made her snarf.
That was
good shit.
That was Brandon's response, not yours. Yes, I would probably delegate a lot because being... You know, logically speaking.
Ah, who vibrated that one?
It's my heel.
That's what she said.
I don't know why I put up with you guys.
You drive a long way to beat her, too.
I do. I do. Actually, it's shorter here than it is to your house, though. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
But you definitely drive the farthest to be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you.
Oh. But there, you know, logically speaking, there's a lot that needs to be handled and covered. So, yeah, I would definitely delegate stuff out.
Top three problems you would fix on day one.
There we go. Good follow-up.
Top three problems I would fix on day one. I would put into motion Medicare for All.
Okay.
Communist, got it.
Yep, yeah.
Please, socialist.
Sure.
I'm an American. I don't know the difference.
That was the perfect
right.
answer to that one.
I would. Jeez, this is so much power.
Declare
it's
herself
my head
Jesus.
Hurt.
Okay,
hey,
we
no,
got that.
No,
I was like, at
heaven,
least we made
no,
it
no.
first past the first one, so we're good on the medic. The medimedics.
Oh, thank
oh, I see
you very much.
What?
I want a nice cold cup.
Just bring my own.
Appointing Tammy as your royal waitress is the right move.
Is that
move.
What you want? Okay. I don't know that I have that position.
Kate's like, what do you
staff,
want me
Kate?
To do, my employee?
Kate says, you do not look at my mistress. You do not make eye contact. I don't care what emperor.
Cade would be my royal guard dog.
No, he's gated. He's guarding Tammy from you, even despite your title.
So I guess that means Tam's the assassin?
I snipe their ass.
Oh my god, Tam would actually make a really good assassin.
Yeah, but
although I don't know if I could really hurt a human.
But here's the deal.
Oh, maybe not.
Wait a minute, if you're far enough away, they're not real people.
Okay.
I have a list of friends that I would
Tam
could
boss the assassin.
Oh no.
There you go, she could be the person like back in the
she's
base being like...
No, she's cute.
I'm a good shot though. That's the problem.
Tammy would place the orphaned children of the targets.
Oh no. Oh no. This would not be happening.
I make the Jason
Bourne. That would not be happening. Listening. Okay. Number two. I'm ready for my second declaration.
Okay. We found number two. All right. We
number
got it.
Number two.
Number two would be increase.
Jess is number two.
Careful. This might stink.
She's finally going to follow through.
Significantly increase funding.
It's a one wiper. Bobby.
Cade, you don't get to vote on this. This Cade is no longer a democracy, so shut
person,
up.
Like,
yeah.
Who's going to listen?
Right.
Okay. So number two would be to significantly increase funding to orphanages, fosters, and adoptions.
Okay.
Yes, we definitely
and
need
how are
them.
You going to do that?
Well, if I'm empress over the whole world, I got some oligarchs on my list that could probably stand to
Oh, I bet one of them owns Chelsea.
Yeah, but really? Is
the first
that,
one
yeah,
owns
right,
Chelsea.
Right. I was
right.
going to say.
Exactly.
The second one owns Man City.
Is that your first go-to, though? Is that the diplomatic way to go?
Who said anything about being diplomatic?
No, it sounds like she's
going to strong leader. Thank you.
I'm just trying to help here, man.
Listen, if these people want to do some good in this world and make reparations for their bullshit behavior and supporting of Putin, they can start by putting some money in the coffers of...
Global healthcare.
Yes, without
global healthcare.
Without the expectation of.
You know what? I'm
going
to go you one further and say that those oligarchs also have to go and clean up all the landmines out in Cambodia that are still left out there.
Like physically?
Yeah, on their hands
yes,
and knees.
Yes.
Climb till you find one, you
right.
motherfucker.
If you're going to have to do it, right?
Yeah. I mean, you should really probably
think about her,
figure that
how
out
you earned that yacht.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing like a little, what's the word I'm
thinking
of? Thank you. Like, there's a word
Muppet?
There. Are you a Muppet or are you a man?
We're mice.
Are you a Muppetly man or a manly Muppet?
I don't know about puppeteering, but, you know.
Have you not seen the Muppet movie with Jason Segel?
No, what?
Oh,
no.
I saw that in theaters.
Yeah.
Not since.
What? I don't...
That was the whole song.
Now, one of my dictums would probably be to mandate the reproduction and infinite in perpetuity production of the Muppet Show.
Oh, okay. I thought you were about to go China there for a second.
No,
on me.
Because I think I mentioned this on
I guess I should.
Tammy, but I had a poli sci professor in college who said
right.
that the fall of the Western Empire could be drawn.
Yes,
traced all the way back
did.
To the cancellation of the Muppet
yes,
Show.
Yes, you did.
Which I
that's
remember.
When you can have that whole conversation about causation versus correlation.
Yeah.
Like, there's the increase of deaths by drowning went up every time a Nick Cage movie was released. But it just happened to be that the majority of the Nick Cage movies released were released in summer when people are more into pools. And so... causation
also
versus
people
correlation.
More into
away
pools.
From Nick Cage
shut up.
Drink for that one. Anyway. Yeah.
All right.
I thought I was funny.
It's funny
that's
how
okay.
Elvis impersonation doesn't go up with Nick Cage releases.
No.
Oh, you would think
it
would.
Right? A little bit.
But that was only one movie, though.
I know, but
was
the best
though?
One.
But,
yes.
Well, and he also has a very
because
bizarre
it's a,
Elvis
because
obsession,
it's a,
I mean,
doesn't
you
he?
Can almost even see it in the Ghost Rider.
Like, that's
he was
part
on,
of why he
on
married
Saturday Night
Lisa
Live.
Marie.
He was Tiny Elvis on Saturday Night Live a few times. That's a good one, Tiny E. Rob Schneider is his roadie.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, look at that radio knob. Every knob's huge, man. That's a good one there, Tiny E. You're the king, Tiny King.
The dogs are.
That makes
feels
it sound
like
dirty.
Concubine.
Yeah, it makes
dirty,
it sound dirty.
Dirty consort.
Camilla.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to get dirty
he
with
does
Camilla.
Look like you're
I would out. Get dirty with Diane.
He does.
Yeah. He does. Yeah.
So we are recording now. So we're back now that.
Did you get my whole thing about being dirty with Diana?
Yes.
And not
yes.
Okay,
I did.
Good.
I did.
Okay.
I got the dirty with Diane. Dirty Diana.
Dirty Diana? Hey,
yes.
I wonder if that's who that song is.
Dirty Diana.
About.
Yes. Hey, see?
No.
That's what I thought.
I don't know.
Better than a Dirty Sanchez.
Oh, jeez.
What?
And that's where Tam goes.
I would outlaw those in a heartbeat.
Dirty Sanchez? Would you
that?
Seriously? You would
wait.
Waste jail time for Dirty Sanchez's?
I don't
why
understand, Jess. What exactly is a Dirty Sanchez?
Yeah, right?
Ooh.
It's a mustache ride, right?
Yeah. Well, not
it's
a mustache.
Not...
It's when your fingers wipe it on the face.
No, I'm not really sure. I think Jess.
Wait,
should...
it's what?
No, we're not.
I think Jess
is...
we wipe it under the nose.
I think Jess
do we
needs
need
to
have an
a
educational
decree?
Moment? Hold up. We need to have an educational moment.
Please don't make me do it.
Jess knows what this is.
Well,
none of us do.
There's an only segment called Know It All Jess, so I'm looking
also,
at you.
Also, you're the one who made it a punishable by death felony. So.
I did not say anything about
death by death.
I assumed.
Just,
as your paid assassin, I assumed.
Actually, the reality is I probably actually couldn't do anything about it because of...
privacy issues?
There's a congressional declaration about that
wait.
They want to overturn.
Well, you can fix that. It's your job now.
Yeah,
you can do whatever.
I think Mitch McConnell will roll over
right?
to be your bitch McConnell.
Right? Can you
so.
Not do whatevs?
No, I mean, I think that I would not overturn the privacy rules.
I see how you're trying to delay or derail.
I still
the,
don't know
the,
what we're talking about.
Here. Yeah.
What exactly is a Dirty Sanchez?
Yes.
I have, Dirty
I have
Sanchez.
Heard it with
oh, Tam looked it up. Hold up.
Yeah,
here
urban.
We go. Here we go.
Well, it's a smell they put under your nose. But anyway, is be formed when a male fingers a female's ass wipes the remain.
I've heard it too.
Female's
heard
upper
it with...
lip and gives her a mustache.
Okay, fine. Then I will make enemas mandatory instead. How about that?
Because I've heard it with fingers, and then I've heard it after anal sex. So
I thought it was just a result of salad tossing. I had no idea fingers were involved.
Mm-hmm. Also, no, almost anything
so
in the
shit's
urban.
Shit's involved either way.
I didn't know finger. Yeah, I didn't know you had to go delving for it.
Right, that's as present. You've got to change Urban Dictionary because it's always gross against women.
Well,
donkey punch, everything is like degrading.
Because
it's like this to a woman, bloody.
Because it's funded, or it's filled out by incest.
That's
because
if we did it to a guy, they'd be like, thank you. they would like it. That's the problem.
Even if they didn't like it, they might not necessarily say that.
I actually don't know, sincerely don't know what a donkey punch is, though I've heard
the word.
It's
pretty much when they fuck them and like punch them in the head right when they... I think.
That's
punch him in the head.
That's
right.
Not a sexual act.
Can we?
That's violence.
I'm telling you, men really degrade women in every way.
Tam, what's the most degrading thing you've ever had done to you?
To me? I would never let any of these happen to me. And if they did, they would not be speaking about it today. Do I remind you I'm a good sniper?
I wonder if you can even... It sounds like you can't
stop.
She
also came from a mob town in New York.
It sounds like you couldn't stop a donkey punch. You could only react to one.
Right, I will totally.
She will fit you for some concrete boots, and you will like them.
It's more like, do you want me to take care of it? Take care of it. Take care of it. Okay, we'll take care of it.
I actually have been asked that before. I had a bad experience once, and a friend of mine was like, do you want me to take care of it? I'm like, I don't know how to answer that. Like, kind of, but not, I think, what we're thinking.
Well, you're not supposed to say anything.
Like, I don't
want to
be an accomplice, but...
You just put your finger on the side of your nose, and then everything's the deal.
Something
just
happened. You would leave me out of this,
it's
yes?
It's called plausible deniability, and it definitely holds up in court. It's like, I don't know what he was doing, Your Honor. I just had an itchy nose, and then he was gone.
I haven't seen him.
And I'm saying, he's no Saint Nick. There were no chimneys near us.
Can I tell you, I had the itchiest booger.
I need surgery. My sinuses.
I don't know what to do with this.
I would hate for anything to befall you, Your Honor, or your family.
It would be
you
such
live
a
at
shame,
this, right?
Is this trial being televised? Is this basic cable, or are we?
That's why I came
somewhere?
Out to Colorado.
A little bit.
Colorado's kind of where you.
I had to move away from New York.
Witness protection program. <worked
out
there.
laughs> I took a swing.
So
I was
you're telling
say,
me Tam isn't your real name?
I thought Tamitha Prey sounded fake.
There's not many Tamithas out there.
I've never heard of one.
The government made it up.
Don't ask my government name.
It was Lisa. Benedetto.
Oh, that's a real name.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Now you gotta bleep
that
it
person.
Out.
Oh, fuck, I just made some shit up that was real.
Well, you probably heard her name by crosswork.
Did
although
I?
I didn't know you then.
No, that's I have
funny.
No fucking clue.
I worked at a group home back in...
Can you say
I mean,
this
not too long ago. Wait, I don't go by...
Yeah. I did certain events at a certain place with a certain person by that name.
Who shall not be named.
She's still here.
Again.
Who may or may not be alive, I can't quite
but
comprehend.
But it's funny he said that name.
Hey, what's alive
I
anyway?
I did work with a female named that name.
Some say the Lord is alive.
The problem that would need to be taken care of.
I'm listening.
Goes by a certain name.
Uh-huh.
The initials DJT.
Donald J. Trump.
Who's that? He sounds like a joker.
I was hoping Father Time would have expedited this situation for us. But that motherfucker's sitting on his thumbs.
Evil never dies.
Yeah. We need no look no further than DJT to see that.
Boy, ain't that the truth. It also gives you really bad hair, and I'm not about that.
Yeah. Also... Just a stupid, ugly face. that amount of hatred throughout your whole life. He wasn't always such a horrible-looking guy, you know? You look back in the 70s and 80s.
Until he started combing his hair over.
I wouldn't say he was handsome, but
and then
he
discovered
normal.
McDonald's.
Let it go.
Was it a comb-over, or was
it's
it
a comb-over.
Like...
If wind hit it, he would have a nice umbrella.
We have plenty of pictures.
I mean,
or if the wind hits it just right,
yeah.
He's the one that was like, "I need Aquanet. Don't
in
give
my
Aquanet. I need Aquanet.
I
screw those chlorofluorocarbons."
That is the best Trump impression I've ever heard.
She's not bad, right? I co-own an exotic bird. It was a cockatiel.
You could do is give me a little bit
and
of spray.
It had an orange.
Just a little squirt, squirt. I'll be good.
Aquanet.
I wish I had that bird now, and I wish I could teach to do what he does. It would have been awesome.
This is the best cracker I've ever had.
Holly wants this cracker.
All right. I won't get in too much
but
of hatred of this man.
The problem with the bird is you can't get them to bend their wings just right to get the hand motions properly.
Yeah.
Oh, just flap. Just do a flap.
They're like carny hands.
Yeah. Like Tyrannosaurus Rex hands.
They kind of are. They remind me of like the stupid movie, the horror movies, the joke ones.
Oh, Screams.
Scary movies.
Yeah.
Scary movies,
that
yes.
One guy, what was that one who's the cook? And
Elliot.
The, yes, and his Elliot hands.
Oh, Chris Elliot,
he's like,
yeah.
Yes.
He's got the one little doll hands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Take my hand. Those are dirty Sanchez fingers.
Yeah.
You want a dirty Sanchez?
Oh, no.
Although he's grabbed by the pussy, so that's different.
Yeah, what's it called when it's...
Grab him by the anus?
I don't know. We should name something for that.
Ball.
Trump definitely likes...
Hey, what was the... You remember... Do you remember when Rick Santorum had a deviant sexual act named after him?
No.
No.
Yeah, it was Dan Savage, the columnist and advice columnist, named something a Santorum, which was a disgusting act, like on his very public platform,
what?
And it gained a lot of traction.
Holy
so to do a Santorum, actually, Jess is looking up on Urban Dictionary what a Santorum is. But that is a level of trolling that is just majestic.
I don't think I
yes.
And Dan Savage would have a place in my America.
Gather round, ye children, and let us recall the fable of how Santorum came to be defined as, quote, the frothy mixture of lube and fecal matter that is sometimes the byproduct of anal sex, end quote.
I like that. Well, the beginning,
so
gather around my
okay.
children, and then going to that—that's
the whole
like,
sentence.
Oh,
that's the whole sentence. That's how they
okay.
wrote it.
I thought it was an act. It's just a
and that's
it's
government,
a,
my friend.
Gather
yeah.
around my oh. children.
Lube and anal sex.
But I believe it was born out of Santorum's staunch.
That was before
analese
was
same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
Back in about 2008.
This is when KY said our stock is going to go up on the book.
Johnson & Johnson.
I
a family
to
company.
I bypassed the lube aisle at one point, and I nearly fell over laughing because there was one called Live Laugh Lube. It's Karen Lube.
If anyone needs a good lube job, it's Karen.
Okay. So, back to topic.
Wow, that took a detour.
We're two out of your
Empress
top three.
Jess's world is way dirtier than Tammy's world.
It
Tammy's all about save
all
animals.
Fault, Matt, is
save animals and
is
kill bad people. Jess is
us?
Like, I'm sexually repressed and now I'm going to get my revenge.
She sounds like like Elizabeth the First.
Christian queen who clearly wasn't.
Right. She could fuck, but couldn't have kids. Anyway.
Oh, wait, that is me.
Oh, jeez.
That's me, too. Except, see the glee in my voice when I say it.
I can almost fall over. That was good shit.
Actually, I'd probably just have a lot of dogs in general.
And cats or just dogs? You just... Your true self is just dogs?
Probably
cats. Keep in
cats.
Mind, you got someone to take care of them and walk them and clean their...
I mean, I would, the thing is that, like, there are some really cool cats, but I only want, like...
I'm a cool cat.
I mean, eventually I want a calico and an orange cat to go with my tuxie and my tabby.
I see myself as a sphinx.
But that's... So a naked cat.
Sphincter? Yeah.
You should be sitting over here. You'll see which one stinks.
I said sphinx, not stinks, but okay.
Although since our little break, the couch has stopped dancing.
That's because JoJo moved.
Really? You sure you didn't just drop that douche you've been holding back for, like, anyway.
Why do I put up with you two? There is not enough alcohol in this room to put up with the two of you at the same time.
So rule number three for Jess is enough alcohol in the room to deal with us.
Yeah.
No, the rule...
I'll brew it. That's my job.
The royal brewer. So long as he makes exceptions for tarts and
as long as
sours.
There's always an IPA
I can make
for me.
Limbricks and IPAs, yes.
And some saisons and hefeweizens, because those are good too.
Oh, we're going yeasties.
Yeah, hefeweizen would be outlawed.
Because I'm not super hobby, so.
Well, no, it's yeasties. It's a whole different kind of.
Well, she is present chess.
Right.
And
so
I would have enough money, Brendan, to construct whatever you need for this
cool
royal
ship would
brewery.
Be cool. A cool she ship might. Would be cool.
See?
You could even
and
make
if you want good sours, we got to build a cool ship.
And I will get my friend in Washington who does a whole bunch of meads and have him come in and you guys can
I do like mead.
Work together.
We
he
don't
makes
get enough
some
mead.
Amazing weight. I will...
That's a whole different ballpark.
Jess, can you make that mead and beer license the same fucking thing?
That would be,
sure.
Honestly, that
I
would be
that.
Really fucking cool.
Thank you.
Because
it'd be nice
as
to get
a
mead
brewery
once
person,
in a while.
That would be really nice to be able to not have to worry about having separate licenses
I don't
for
understand
certain
why.
Alcohols.
I don't understand why you can't make a mead.
There's a difference between
more
distilled
alcohol
versus
fermented
alcohol and what it's fermented with.
Which this sounds like a whole other podcast topic, too.
It is. But
that we've been trying to get done.
Yeah.
What about barley
this
wine?
This one's
that's
called
hired.
Know-It-All Brendan.
Only
the
in
brewery.
That. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the
only
brewery.
In,
the brewing
yeah,
one.
Yeah, only in beverages.
This is beer brewing Brendan.
Yeah.
Dubbed,
Booze Clues.
Yes, that's the name of the podcast to talk about alcohol.
Or the new brewery.
Booze Clues. But so the question
plants.
About... Dogs and cats and all that. Like, I want...
Dogs and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots. What?
But, like, I want, like, more pit bulls. Ooh, I want a Dane. I want corgis. I want golden retrievers. I want labs. So there would be...
Oh, wait.
So you would just, like,
hold up,
live
hold up,
at the
though.
Shelter.
What kind of estate or property are we
the
on?
The best
are
one,
we talking about
sounds.
The White House?
Yeah,
are we talking,
you have the
like,
whole world. Which
like, where are you
like,
at that you want
to
have
why does she
all
want to be the White House?
I will probably...
Because she's white. Yeah,
I mean, I'm about the same color as the house, so there is that. Maybe a slight, maybe a little bit peachier, but...
Yeah, the parts we can see.
Peachy.
For our OnlyFans account.
We see extremities. We don't know.
No, I think my legs are a pretty good reflection.
Oh, jeez.
That's why
again, for our OnlyFans account.
reflection. I would honestly probably stay somewhere here in Colorado. With
not me.
For real, real.
Yeah, honestly,
not
someplace
me.
With a good
amount of... You would turn Colorado into, like, D.C.?
No, I
why
might just have
to...
a home
it's got a strategic...
Here.
Or Mar-a-Lago is what you're saying.
Colorado has more of a strategic aspect right. to
and
it.
She's talking farm-like with all the animals.
You can shake your head at me, but that's
no,
what Mar-a-Lago was.
Yes,
was
but
like,
less corruption.
It doesn't matter about the corruption. It's your
and
second
no
home.
Trump. And no golf course.
Again, it doesn't.
Oh, no
this
golf
is,
course.
I mean, I like...
I'm not putting the parallels there. This is what I'm saying as far as, like...
It'd be my own little personal paradise, basically.
Okay. Yes. All
right. So, I mean, I...
So, you're Tropico.
Couldn't you have two
Matt
locations?
Classic game.
Huh? Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the president
I would
have
a winner
Camp
in a
David
summer
well,
location.
So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the queen had five locations.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me? I would have a house here. I would have a house on a beach somewhere.
Alaska.
I would have a house tucked away in the jungles of Ecuador somewhere. I would, you know, like little...
I'll tell you where it is for a fee.
And this is how Matt gets executed as the court jester. I would do away with the death penalty, except for that situation.
Except for telling people where I've sunbathed naked.
Right. Just death penalty.
That's a good one.
What makes you think you're
going to
learn that?
What else are you going to have a forest house in Ecuador if you're not lounging nude?
Have you been
to the If there's
the
no doubt someone raped a three-year-old kid, would you not kill him?
Well, okay.
I'm just saying, there's people in prison that we don't know that.
Well, but see here. Okay, so but here's the deal.
Tam's going dark.
No, it's fine.
Well, we visited this topic.
I'm just saying, if you're
two.
Like, there's jail right. cells that we're paying all this money with people living in it.
Well, but here's the difference, though.
But I don't want to kill. It's not our judge to kill.
It's not our judge.
Our job.
But it is
in a situation like that. You know,
or is
I would,
that where you delegate?
So I would do away with the death penalty, but that doesn't mean I'm going to be opposed to having this person out in open prison populations.
Shame. Yeah, Jeffrey Shame. Dahmer. We talked Shame. About Dahmering people in your podcasts. Yeah.
Yeah, so there may not where be a
people get
federal...
accidentally put into general pop and then...
Oh, you mean Jeffrey Epstein?
No.
Jeffrey no, Dahmer.
Epstein killed himself.
Killed himself.
Allegedly, but right.
But Dahmer was killed by inmates.
There have been some other...
And that's okay.
Yeah, nobody cried over
See?
That.
And
I honestly would make prisons more where, like, people, like, the molesters, whatever, would go to a certain prison that people would hate that, other prison mates. And, like, there you go. It would almost be like
okay.
a ring of their
hey.
Own fucking fire.
I got right? an idea. How about, let me propose this. Would you use inmates to do drug testing for new bacteria or
no.
That's horrible. Vaccines or whatever?
Absolutely not.
So, say, like, COVID hit the shit, but you're going to put it on the... test the inmates first. You wouldn't test people who are on death
row. I need this eyeliner. Do you react?
No, you know what I would do? I'm not talking about eyeliner. I'm talking about
medication.
Human testing is, especially forced human testing, is flat out unethical.
All right.
So if there were prisoners within the population that would like
to volunteer,
sure. If there are people within the standard population that would
volunteer,
but at least
you'd put it out there.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm asking.
Right.
Would you put it out there?
But yes, but at no point would I force...
Okay.
One way or the other, because right. I find it to be
right. I didn't say
very
force,
unethical.
But
actually,
my
I'm
intent
with...
was to put it out there. Would you say, all right, look, we
I
got
think it would, I think...
we got these dudes that are going to fucking die anyway. We're going to either put some lethal shit in them, or we can try and test it.
We've
and we'll
done
give
that.
Them COVID and
either
say,
you
hey,
take them out and
deal.
Live the life and other people take them out, but
I
wouldn't
mean,
want to be the one torturing and doing that unless it's volunteer.
Right. Well,
I'm not
the
talking about
her.
Torture.
No, well, it is. If you're... You're
yeah,
testing.
We've
kind of
done
of
that
torture.
Before, and it doesn't sit well with me either.
Well, and when you take into consideration a lot of our medical trials, they go through a whole bunch of rigorous testing and trials prior to their being actual human subjects. So, like
before they
going
go Deadpool.
Study. Right.
Yes, Brendan. Deadpool. Can you
and
make,
then
it,
creates
make it
a superhero,
comic
right?
For me, Jess?
You get shot up in the ass.
He is the anti-superhero. But no, I would not force people into human testing. I would probably keep a lot of the testing protocols exactly as they are now. The only thing that I would really work toward would be to increase their funding. So a lot of the phase two stuff, which is the funding stuff, takes that out of question, because that was one of the things people got upset with the COVID vaccine, because it came out so quickly. Well, there was a lot of money thrown at it really quick, and a lot of times one of the things that holds up vaccinations, medicines, that kind of stuff, is getting the funding to run the trial, to start the research. And so I would do what I could to fund that, because I think we would be a lot farther on a lot more diseases and stuff in our current world if funding wasn't a big holdup or a big issue. And I think we would see, you know, maybe we would have seen the HPV vaccine come out sooner. Maybe we would have seen a lot of the new HIV AIDS meds that are out that are putting those diseases into remission a lot sooner had there been more funding and had we not had Reagan in office. You know, so that's kind of what I would make sure that there was a better allocation of funds for research for cures and things like that. I would absolutely love to
solve world hunger and solve the water issues.
How?
That's the thing. The well, hard part with well. Those is that you have to deal with people using those resources as a source of control and power over surrounding groups. So you could have all the money in the world, throw all the money in the world at these problems to quote-unquote solve them, but do you have the resources to keep, say, tribal leaders from, you know, making it difficult to get to certain water sources? Or from, you know, corporations, you know, like Nestle, making it difficult to have regular water? I mean, Nestle single-handedly has done a lot to destroy the world. They've done a lot to put women in poverty, you know, by convincing them that formula was better than breast milk. And then by the time the people went, I can't afford any more formula, their breast milk was gone.
So you're going to you know, get rid of Nestle.
That's good chocolate. No,
Nestle is not good chocolate. Come on. I'm just kidding. There are far better options.
So you're going to get rid of Nestle. Isn't like,
I will. I don't
Hershey
know that I
and Nestle
will...
are together. I think
no, they're not.
No.
They're still separate.
But as far as I think I know. Hershey bought or sells. I don't know.
Well, it depends because Nestle will carry saying. For some parts of the world brands that they don't carry in the States. Kind of a thing. They kind of like Coke will distribute Dr. Pepper on occasion, even though Dr. Pepper is not technically a Coke subsidiary. So I don't know that I'd necessarily get rid of Nestle, or if I would just go in and well.
Tell them that Fatty Fatty Naughty.
We found a niche. Well,
I didn't know.
Well, it's very because something. I don't want to.
Oh, let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Abuse my power in the private sector in that manner. But I think what I would.
Well, you can always counter.
I would sanction probably to some degree until they made changes to their operating methods.
You can always counter wild claims like. Formula is better than breast milk. Actually, I have a bunch of scientists that say differently.
Right.
Here, they're on every channel tonight. You're fucked. Because that's how it used to be. The president's talking. You're fucked. All your shows are canceled. You can do right. that.
Yeah, I mean, and so it would be a matter of, you know, figuring out a way to intervene without really making it.
But why do you super... think women choose formulas over breast milk?
It depends on the woman.
My
it's
breast milk.
Situational, well, I'm just saying,
my breast milk like. Is yeah. natural, organic, and free. Or I'm going to buy stuff.
Companies hate things that are free.
So I would go with.
Well, there's a laziness
well,
involved.
Well, not everybody can produce. There's
right,
not
exactly.
always
right,
a
not everybody
right.
can
no,
produce.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But
situational,
the problem with Nestle was that they intentionally went into low income neighborhoods and talked these mothers into formula is better, period, end of statement. As opposed to leaving it up to the mother's choice kind of a thing. And so they've done like ad campaigns like that. They've done different campaigns targeted in areas that would basically bankrupt the families in that area
because
of the formula
the
charges.
The families that have those issues, you want to do breast milk because it's free.
Right. But that's the thing. Nestle wants the money and Nestle doesn't give a shit.
It's
and they're going by people that don't aren't yeah. educational then.
Exactly.
Right. So you would in corporational like... I mean,
listen,
we're
Citizens United would
be
gone and done. Corporations would no longer be able to behave like they are humans, like they are individual persons, which is what Citizens United and the Koch brothers did. That would be thrown out in a heartbeat.
And so my sister had two kids, and one of her kids, my sister was so heartbroken because she was obviously a natural breastfeeder because you bond, it's natural, mm-hmm. whatever. It's the best you can give your child. If that's you so choose. But she, her one, her rejected her after 3 months. So there was like.
Right. And that's a whole different situation
right. so
than the whole Nestle
situations.
Thing. My third proclamation would be
really
to start
on
working
third?
On.
Man.
Well, I like, kinda, we hadn't got to the third yet.
I gotta say, if you're not outraged by the world that we live in, you're not paying attention.
Right.
You should have had 10 by now.
Right.
Well, I feel like there are so many, like you only gave me three, and it's like, gosh.
Oh, no, I just had one of your first
like,
three.
Oh, that was the top three.
Right. Well,
it
and
like,
maybe number.
You could have 10. I don't
and,
give a fuck.
And maybe number three is that I start working on reversing policies from past
and you know, administration
working on.
Really,
you just do it. The whole world agrees that yeah, you're the one.
EO.
Yeah,
there's no I will say, be the EO queen.
Yeah. Honestly, there's nothing yeah. stopping you.
Nobody's
this is
stopping
the
you.
Fucking shit. Yeah. This is how it
yeah,
goes.
These
down.
Are the rules we've established
is,
in the
yes.
last one.
So maybe three is just a broad overturning.
I'm just saying,
policy.
What are your top
whatever
three
the fuck.
Things wrong with the world? Everyone's got their top three things wrong
yeah.
with the world.
And this is where we're at. We're on 2.5. And we're 45 minutes in.
Wow. That's because y'all got sidetracked with stupid...
Oh, yeah, sure.
We totally did.
Nothing we say on this podcast is stupid.
Not one bit.
We feel Donahue.
We're edumacated.
I would change.
We're full on Donahue
in
this shit. What?
I would change rules around maternity and paternity leave.
Wait.
I would actually implement paternity leave.
Would you... still let countries be countries, or is everything yours?
What would be... Countries will still be countries, because I think that is pretty key to a lot of personal identity, is where you're from, where you have
right. yes.
established. But
yes.
I kind of see it as more of like an EU kind of thing, where each country is still each country, but there's an overarching governing body
there's
kind
a
of
Star
a thing.
Star Trek kind of thing going on.
I have not watched nearly enough Star Trek to... confirm or deny. But I mean, I think that it's and it's important to have pride in being from wherever you're from. You know,
it's
because it's so in well yeah, but
right?
because
right?
because
That's
other things
what I was
are
getting at.
I mean, look at the World Cup. It's so integral to, you know, wherever you're from, you know, like this is my nation I root for. This is that. This
unless
is,
you're one of the ones
okay.
who always
World
loses,
Cup
like
every
Scotland.
4 years still or every 2 years?
Four. I think every two oh. years is dangerous because that is you're putting a lot on the players in the time frame. A World Cup year, that's how many games in 1 year when you include club soccer and you include all of the international tournaments. I think 4 years is because right now we technically have one every 2 years. It's just men's and then 2 years later women's and then
it's
2 years
Olympics
later men's.
Versus men, women.
Well, that was
right.
the intent. We finally got there, but yeah.
And I think that current setup is perfectly fine. I'm not going to sit here and be like, no, we can't. I mean, I would absolutely remove the World Cup from Qatar in a heartbeat. I would have pulled it out of Russia, you know, because of, you know, the bodies.
Same reason I'm not going to Qatar.
Right.
Why the fuck would you?
Exactly.
I mean, you could do a lot more there than I could, that's for sure.
Yes, and I wouldn't feel good about that either.
Yep. So, I mean...
And a lot was just said in that, like, 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people realize what was just said right there. Like, yeah, fuck Qatar. Fuck.
I mean...
But baseball would be down to, like, you know, 10, 15 games a year.
No.
That's enough of that shit.
No, no.
Hockey has a lot of games,
no, no.
too.
Baseball is still
baseball
one of
is
my
the most
favorite
sports, probably,
so.
Right? And then hockey second?
Oh,
this
is your podcast.
Well, no, she's just asking general
I'm
questions
just saying
of how
which
many
sports
games
are
in a season.
More.
Well, yeah.
Golf would no longer be considered a sport.
It's not a sport.
Is it?
It's a hobby.
It's a game.
It's still a controversy depending on who you
well, there's
to.
Sports
yeah, yeah.
and there's games.
But if you poker, go by Olympics,
yeah.
what's that like little...
No.
Shuffleboard?
How is that Olympic?
Poker would not be allowed on ESPN any longer.
What does ESPN stand for? It's not. It doesn't say sports.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
I don't have poker. Yeah.
Usually
know.
You can find poker on
sports,
Showtime at about 10:30 a.m.
There will be a poker-specific channel and... That's where you can watch all the poker games you want. You want to watch somebody get mad and lose money, you can watch it there. What else?
Guess
what?
We're not on good on gambling, then.
What was that?
Guess we're not good on gambling. Yeah.
I mean, I'm...
We're
I don't care.
Footballing it right
I just
now.
Don't want
to...
That's
gambling,
yeah,
so I guess we're
so
fucking...
Spectators.
Yeah.
Oh, it depends on the type of gambling.
Although,
well, spectating to someone's disease is not a...
I feel
right.
like there's
thing,
a bit of a
either.
Roman kind of vibe here, like where it depends on the games.
Well, I just don't want to tune into ESPN and hope to see some 30 for 30, and instead I'm watching some dumbass poker game on it. You know, like, that's my only thing. Like, we can still watch poker if you want to.
Just not the dumbass ones.
I just don't want it to be, like, if it's a sport network, then dadgummit, just play sports. And no
but
golfing.
But what is not a sport?
Golfing.
Golf and anything
sport.
Else. Golfing's what else is not a sport?
What else is not a sport?
Like, would bowling...
Bowling is a game, not a sport.
Frisbee.
Ooh. It can't. It depends, because Frisbee can get pretty...
Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah, Frisbee, like, Frisbee Golf, Ultimate Frisbee. Whatever, Ultimate Frisbee, whatever. That's where I'm getting at.
That can get
anything
pretty
that throws
active.
A fucking disc.
Yeah.
Isn't there a hacky sack at this point?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
I mean,
we can go there. Shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard's a game that they play in old folks' homes.
It's actually on the... It's a game. It's true. But I think it's also on a...
It's just curling on a smaller scale. It's
curling
the table. It's
without
the table
ice.
Tennis of skirt.
Curling
yes.
absolutely
is that what it is?
Stays because yeah. I love the little...
You have
it
to bend on one
thin.
Knee to get that one
Every
down.
Every 4 years is about enough curling for anyone.
Well, and if they brush the ice enough, it literally wears thin.
And yeah. what? Well, and there we go. And curling? Is curling a sport?
It's a game.
What about badminton?
Badminton's a game.
Game versus sport. That's the issue.
I think so.
I think a lot of it has to do with the level of physical activity involved.
I think so, too.
For when it comes to
I think a game
sport.
Can be very contact. Intellectually challenging, but not necessarily physically.
Yeah, I could see contact being a thing. Cause,
would
I mean, you,
you
can get some
would
good
you
amount of...
people do, like, full-on, like live chess?
Human-sized like, chess?
Yes. Oh, my God. Her reaction right there tells me yes.
I might. It wouldn't
yes.
be, I don't think it would be on a
yes,
sports
you
network,
would.
But it'd be
oh
on
God.
A different one. Like how
oh,
often, how hysterical I would that be though? Good. Be like, so I'm a pawn. Literally.
I know I'm going to die first.
Do you actually kill that bishop though?
No, you don't kill.
No, it wouldn't be.
It would be LARPing kind of.
Yeah, but it'd be like yeah. if you get tagged in like freeze tag or something like that. And you have to go sit out or toilet tag where you have to go sit out.
I think there's a Mel Brooks.
Full on live chess.
How hysterical would that yes. be though? Like these big old horses that are like.
I think there's a Mel Brooks film. Probably History of the World.
It is part. It's History yes. of the World Part 1.
But they actually kill.
Oh, did they?
On the chess. Yeah, like
good
he'll
to be the
his,
king.
He'll send his knight to kill. He'll actually like murder the guy.
Yes, you know there wouldn't be any killing, but there would definitely be like teams, and there would be like
you
know, obviously their strategy.
Take his
but...
spot over now. You're fucked. Literally, you're fucked. Go.
See now, and in this case, like the coach, instead of being silent on the sidelines, they're going to be on one of those like band director stands with a mic and be like. Pawn to
e4. Oh, walk it over. Walk
the
it over.
The best thing is when the pawn walk knows he's over. Being sacrificed. He's still got to go.
That's where you see that.
We
where,
are worse okay. than the ancient Romans, people.
I am peeing on this bishop real quick.
That's where you can get extra points, though, is by judging by your reaction of what happens.
Yeah!
You
know?
Like, is the queen going to run across and full-on tackle that bishop? Maybe.
Hey, if I'm going to die,
maybe.
Underneath the queen ain't the worst way to go.
Hey, nobody's dying. No one is dying. But that actually kind of sounds like it might be fun. That might be a royal event that the Empress...
Live did. Action chess.
And there are three random catapult squares.
Oh, dude, that's the best.
Fais la bouche. Fais la bouche.
Don't ruin it.
Okay, but do we have... Would I have live checkers as well, then?
I don't understand checkers.
It'd be a lot of hopping. The floor's lava!
Oh, shit. Walk into a Chuck E. Cheese and yell that, and then just leave. It's your fucking problem now, goddammit. Yeah. Disgusting rat.
My niece spent the night at Friday night, and I got up off the couch to go watch in the kitchen. She goes, Sika! Sika, the floor is lava! I'm like, I'll be okay, I promise. Look, I can turn it off. So I would highly encourage car makers to work on an electric vehicle that would actually work for cross-country trips.
Well, they're already doing that.
So,
just
well,
save
I
time.
Would... encourage it more and for
if you wouldn't mind encourage GM slightly more because I'm a stockholder.
Yeah,
fair.
Me
that's
three
fair. Well,
and
I would
too, by the way.
I would also encourage them to look for batteries that are better for the environment than what they're using right
yeah,
now
yeah they're
too.
Working on that too.
Number five is
technology online. Takes time, you know, you have to try, you have to learn as you grow.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's why I buy
that's
why
yeah
I
was
gonna GM
say that's where we
Tesla.
Invested
oh
yes.
I would tax the crap out of Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos.
Just because they got the money. Like, wait, you forgot care. Gates on that list. And
well,
your favorite, Kroenke.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just named two of
the potentials.
But yeah, but aren't they, I just threw
don't they fall
thing.
Under that oligarchy? Any oligarchy con?
At this point, yeah. At this point, they do.
Yeah, if you can afford to buy a sports team, you're an oligarch, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, I would.
If you can fucking buy a yacht that's worth like five of our homes.
If you can buy a yacht where the dinghy is another yacht, then you're a fucking oligarch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Bezos's yacht. His dinghy is yet another yacht. That's not even a fucking exaggeration.
It's stupid extravagance. Like, honestly. Like, I get having a nice space if you're going to do, like, long trips on the ocean. Like, a little bigger than a regular houseboat,
so
but a freaking yacht.
That
are you
shit?
Kidding me?
So, if you saw someone, yeah. like, right? Right. So, if you saw someone like a Bezos or whatever making, or a Musk, like, you're this fucking rich. You're this blah, 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 blah. Where's my bet?
Listen, if they can still afford the yachts after all the money that gets pulled from them to go to, you know, other philanthropic causes.
What are those? That's, I guess,
those. That was the Medicare for all, the better funding for research.
But
for
what stipend is all that? Like, so.
But see, look, I drive for Amazon on my free time, and I pay 15% tax on that. Bezos doesn't. If he paid 15% tax on what he makes on my sweating, then that would be a huge boon for this country.
Yeah.
Basically, I pay taxes where his company doesn't have to.
I would close a lot of loopholes that allow for crap like that, honestly.
I'd say 15% is good for me. It's good for you too, motherfucker. I don't care how rich you are.
Would you give jewels back? Because I think that's what Tam was getting at the beginning bit when with the whole queen shit. Like, South Africa was like, well, you still fucking took our diamonds.
Well, the British Museum is
full. No, she didn't take
the
diamonds, but she never showed. All right, so when you take over for a country, you'd probably want a Band-Aid with others. And she never went back to say, hey, our country bad. Not
her
bad. Like you said, she might not have been a ruler when it happened.
It was her dad.
Right. But
Mom.
That's when you're like, all right, he's dead. I'm here. Like, let's make our relationship better. She never tried.
The Pope has apologized for shit that he had nothing to do with.
That's true. Well,
I'm not saying the Pope.
That goes
a
long way.
I like him a lot.
I'm not saying the Pope. I'm saying her. And
no, I'm just saying that.
By Trevor Noah.
I'm just saying
no
it goes
idea.
A long way to apologize because the Pope did it and it went a long way
to
healing.
Yeah.
And that's where when she passed away, he showed a video of a guy from South Africa. Was like, all right, you're dead. You get what you deserve. Like, he kind of wished her bad. Like, I hope you rot in hell kind of situation. Gosh. But I think it's because she never set, when she took, she's the longest ruler.
Right.
Obviously. But she never said, hey, our country did bad. Sorry. We would like to have a better relationship. She never did that.
But
from what they said, and granted, I don't know if this is true. I'm just going by
no,
a
but
show
I'm just saying,
that
would,
I love.
Would she have necessarily been, quote unquote, allowed to, or would Parliament have stepped in and said,
if you're the ruler,
said, no.
Why can't you just say, hey, I'm sorry, at least?
Because she's supposed to be
for them.
Right, but she is supposed to be neutral on all sides, so
that's
Parliament
true.
Could step
but
in
if you're
and
no
say,
longer...
no, this is not a statement that
but
is
there's a
acceptable.
Crown that apparently has this huge diamond that's from South Africa. And she won't. No one gave it back.
Well, that's because it got willed to Charles.
The British Museum is
true,
full of shit.
When
that
she was in ruling of all this time, I don't know. I'm just going by Trevor, who
honestly,
is also
on stuff like that. I think I would honestly leave that up to the individual countries because those are moves that no matter what position you take
but,
on them, you're going to piss
somebody
off. 70
years she was there. Is it 70?
70.
Why didn't she say, here's this, it's for your country, we never should have had it?
She could have at least willed it.
Right.
It away.
That
and then, I don't know, I don't really follow.
That's something I could see Harry doing,
we
but
need
not
a,
necessarily Charles or William.
We need a King
but I feel
Ralph
like Harry
now more than
is
ever. Well,
communicate
half,
with other countries and having...
The reality is when Empress Jess dies, half the world's going to celebrate too, because everybody who's powerful...
And it was
the
same for yours, too. Like,
right,
yeah.
Exactly.
No,
that's
don't disagree.
There will be people in the world that, as Empress, it doesn't matter what I do, they're not going
to
like me.
True,
but
I've never
it's
seen
your sole purpose
a,
to
I've
try to
seen,
make the majority.
Right. I think
I used to think dancing on graves was uncouth until Donald J. Trump became president. And now I think I can't wait to dance on a grave. But he is that bad.
Yeah, I mean,
she wasn't that bad. The queen. Well,
I was
going to
say no, she wasn't, and I don't think Jess would be at the point where
I
would.
I don't think Jess would be at all.
I'm going to dance on.
No.
You'd be some fucked up shit.
The people who'd want to dance on my grave will probably be like Al Qaeda and ISIL leaders.
Kids, how would you do with that stuff?
Oh. Execution? Mass
you pop them out.
Sure.
Like, wait, what? Which?
Have you ever seen how adorable kitty nooses are? It's so small. She's already addressed adoption, foster.
Yep. Well, there's definitely options. Yeah.
Sad that that happens, but it does.
Right, yeah. Right.
Can't stop it, so dealing with it is the best thing you can do.
Right.
Abortions would still be legal. There would be no legal ramifications for getting one. States, countries, etc., would not be able to overrule legislation surrounding women's health care, including abortion rights.
Obviously, that would be one of the first things that you would. Thank you. Yeah, something like that.
But yeah, I mean, human rights. You know, I fully believe in equal
and
rights
that's
for
vast
all.
As fuck.
Wherever, if that means. You know, equal amounts of paternity and maternity leave. If that means, equal amount of onus being put on someone. You know, like they talk about women end up getting a lot of the blame when it comes to children and stuff like that because, you know, abortion and we're the ones who take the pill and all that kind of stuff. And men don't necessarily...
That's because we forced it on them in general, and we'd rather point the blame in that direction than versus what we
right.
do or don't.
I don't
know.
Think it's a blame.
It is a blame.
It is absolutely a blame.
Well, there could be a blame, but
in
I think
that
it's
situation,
more of like,
that's
you
a blame.
Expect them to choose that responsibility.
But
I'm just a guy. I'm putting my dick in you. It's your deal if you get pregnant.
See,
and that's
and
that's supposed to turn me
right,
on so much.
I'm just saying it's not like the blame. It's more like. Why aren't you taking care of it?
Well, and it's
your responsibility. Why is it mine? Although there's a few guys.
Yeah, and honestly, part of, you know, when it comes, like, you know, like saying, with equal rights, with the equal responsibility, like, men would be held to the same accountability that women are. You know, and that also includes, you know, fighting for, you know, custody battles. You know, women wouldn't necessarily be the default when it comes to custody. There are some men that are better parents than the women they had the children with.
Actually, that's
we
a
have
really good
one
point.
In the room.
And that's
yes,
right,
absolutely.
Exactly. Well,
yes.
So I think it's a state issue for that one because I think states.
You know, and speaking of money going into foster and adoption, how about more money into child protective services and social workers so that they can get kids out of really bad situations? Instead of just going, okay, that's great, I'm overloaded, I can't do anything about this,
well,
I'm sorry that you're
getting
beat.
Speaking of overloaded, in order to make that happen, you would have to invest in programs to educate a lot of people.
Okay.
To see that perspective of way of life. Because where we're at now, the perspective is the other way.
So maybe one of the things that we need to look at is, you know, adapting, you know, different... You know, education courses as early as, you know, middle school or high school. You know, maybe we have a home ec level.
Probably should even start sooner than that. Like, it's almost a way of life of, like, this is where we...
Right, but if we're talking about, like, home ec courses where you're like, hey, you get to learn how to bake bread. Well, here you also get to learn how to do taxes and this is how you raise it.
But the problem is no one took home ec seriously.
But that's the thing, is that maybe if we start adding
like shop class.
Different ways
yes.
to it.
There's a stigma to the
there
class.
Is.
That
yeah,
like,
unfortunately.
Home ec, for me, home ec was literally, I sewed a duffel bag and I made like an ice cream sundae.
Yum.
That's all it was. That as a single father, that ain't what I do every day to maintain my home
right.
or my family. That
so
is
maybe,
not what
so
I do
So maybe it's
at
not
all.
Called home ec anymore and maybe we open... I mean, maybe that course becomes more of an eye into the realities of what
adulting.
These kids are going to face.
These fucking idiots today would understand if you called the course hashtag adulting.
Yeah,
that's how they
I mean,
speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to learn how to be an adult sometimes, especially if you got a kid depending on you to be a goddamn adult.
Yeah, nobody's going to hold your hand through your taxes.
Final thoughts on Justice Rain. Like, if there's something that we haven't discussed that you would totally, like, want it to be adamant, this is how we live under Justice Law.
Income inequalities would be addressed, too.
Nobody else may be called Jess.
No, that's
that name is now retired.
I would not do that to people.
You are just the first.
Hell just yeah, the only. I'm just the first.
Just the only.
Just the best. Hello.
All right, or that. with the squeaky leather farts on top of it.
Hitler also had embarrassing flatulence, so it's not unprecedented among the ruling class.
I hope he did.
Luckily for you guys, I can't draw worth beans, so you don't have to worry about the crazy artist thing coming in.
One beer in and you're still monastic. One beer more and you feel fantastic. Three beers in, now you sound bombastic. One more and we're rowdy.
Way, hey, the vomit rises. Way, hey, the vomit rises. Way, hey, the vomit rises. We're at this in the morning.
One beer in and you're in your shyness. Two beers in and you break your silence. Three beers in and you're prone to violence. Wow, we're getting surly.
Yeah!
Best one yet.